Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WFIU. I'm Joe Wren with WFIU, WTIU News. This week, as always, the first of the month, we're joined by Columbus Mayor Jim Lineup. Hello and welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, Joe, good to be here. Hard to believe it's March.
I know we say that every month, but it's so true. I just want everyone to know, too, you can submit your question to news@indianapublicmedia.org. You can tweet us at Ask the Mayor. Let's get started. As always, just a quick COVID update. You know, I'm hearing many, especially in the hospital realm, say we've weathered the storm. You know, it's not over, but the cases really are falling. Hospitalizations are falling. How does that feel over there in Columbus?
Well, it feels kind of good. I mean, if I don't know the appropriate analogy, but maybe we're on the back end of the hurricane. You know, I mean, the winds are finally starting to die down and maybe the rain is now a drizzle. But the numbers that we look at have improved. I mean, they're not zero. I mean, in terms of hospitalizations or infections related to the coronavirus, it's not zero, but it's a lot better than it was. And so we anticipate making a change in our mask policy this Friday. That'd be May or March 4th. We anticipate going mask optional. And what that means is that in city venues, there will no longer be a masking requirement. That's on Friday of this week. We ask that, you know, if there are people in the crowd who want to wear a mask, that you be respectful of that. If you find yourself in close quarters with such a person, you know, please consider putting one on. You know, my wife's a good example. She suffers from a little bit of asthma, and we've always been a little concerned about, you know, since COVID is a respiratory illness, that it might affect her more severely than others. And so she just needs to be a little bit more careful. And so my sense is that when you see somebody who's wearing a mask, they've got a reason to do so, and would ask that you respect that. So again, with respect to city employees, masking is optional, but if you've got a meeting with a member of the public or with another employee and they ask or signal that, you know, they'd like to see a mask, go ahead and put one on. It's just a little bit of deference to somebody who's, you know, got some concerns about the lingering virus that's in us or around us. So yeah, it's kind of neat. I mean, we thought we'd try to have I got it right here. It never gets too far away, right? But I don't know whether we'll have a bonfire. I don't think we're quite ready for that. But we are excited about sort of getting to the end of the mask tunnel. So yeah. Well, and I say all this in anticipation that we do not hear anything negative from either the CDC or the governor's office. You know, March 4th. They keep wanting to say May. March 4th is the end of the current executive order that the governor has issued related to the pandemic, and it's set to expire on March 4th. And so in anticipation that that is not extended, and in anticipation that we don't hear anything significant to change our minds from the Centers for Disease Control, you know, we anticipate, you know, going forward with mask optional on Friday. So nonetheless, we'll temper our enthusiasm until 8 a.m. on March 4th. But yeah, it's kind of an exciting time.
You know, it's hard not to mention other news, the Ukraine invasion. You know, we talked with some local Ukrainians here. I'm sure there are some in Columbus. You know, just a terrible situation. Sanctions being placed against Russian goods. The governor last night calling Hoosiers to sever ties with Russia. Have you heard how that could affect or trickle down there in Columbus?
No, not really. I'm sure that, as you mentioned, we've got people here who either are from Ukraine or have strong ties to Ukraine. I was at the NAACP banquet last night, and yeah, a couple came up to me and said, yeah, well, our parents were from Ukraine, or, you know, what can you do, you know, to try to show a little bit of solidarity or deference to them? And we would like to find something, you know, that would indicate that we appreciate what they're going through. It's just hard to believe. I mean, you know, we think we live in a civilized era, and I guess you're only as civilized as your next door neighbor. It's just sad. But yeah, no, to answer your question, no, we've not really been told of any effects that will affect Columbus directly. So we'll wait to hear.
Yeah. You know, we did get an email, Kelly wrote in from last show, and said, the number of people who run red lights in this town has to have doubled or tripled. People seem to think the pause before it turns green for crossing traffic is included in the yellow. So she was wondering if the city could invest in some traffic cameras and it would recoup some of the expense right away. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's not exactly out of left field, but you know, I've noticed too that there seems to be an increase in the number of people who run the red light or run an orange light, or I'm not sure that I've been to other cities where, you know, those kinds of cameras have been installed to photograph license plates of people who do that. I'm not aware of any place in Indiana that does that. There may be some, but I'm not aware of that. But it's generally the kind of thing that we refer to our police department and just ask for them to be a little bit more cognizant of, and it'll get better for a while, and then yeah, it tends to recur. But I would share with Kelly that I've sometimes felt as well that people's willingness to obey traffic laws seems to be waning a little bit. And so we typically just tell the police department and they'll increase some enforcement for a while, and we'll see how it goes.
Something we talked about last month, I wanted to follow up: the downtown conference center and hotel proposal. It's been in the works for a while. Pandemic came along. Some of the groundwork has been underway. You've talked about that the last few months, but from what I've been gathering, the city kind of wants to take another look at the project. So what instigated this new evaluation?
Well, part of what instigated it is we got the project across the street moving forward. I mean, when we first started this, we viewed the apartment complex and the hotel conference center as one project. And when the pandemic came along and business travel fell off, we realized that if we wanted to move forward on either of those, we're going to have to separate them and concentrate on them as separate projects. And so we made them Project A and Project B, 1A, 1B kind of thing. And the apartment project now is it's off and running. I mean, we have signed all the paperwork that I'm aware that the city needs to sign. And so it's in the hands of the developer. And candidly, that frees up a little bit of staff time, in terms of, how we try to manage our projects, and gives us the opportunity to refocus a little bit on the hotel conference center. At the same time, we have to kind of understand that the hotel we're talking about here is 2 miles from the interstate. And good news, bad news is that puts it in a little bit different category of hospitality. When you're out at the interstate, a lot of that is what I might call leisure or family travel. When you're 2 miles away, that's considered to be business. And so it's in a little bit different category as far as the hotel flags are concerned and the bankers are concerned. And so part of what we have noticed here is that the number of hotel stays out at the interstate, I-65, those have, I'm told, have rebounded to nearly pre-pandemic levels. But there's still a lack of business travel, which means that during the week, it's a little bit easier, a lot easier to find a room than on the weekends. And so what we have to try to understand now is, how does that affect our project downtown? The project downtown was sort of sized to all fit together. 140 key room hotel, a 9,000 square foot ballroom with 4,000 square feet of breakout space. And so part of what we'd want to understand is whether that sizing still makes sense, whether the market, when it renormalizes, will the market be able to support that? And so we have re-engaged the original consultant that we had to give us a little bit of an update on the hospitality market, in particular with respect to business travel, and just to give us either the reason to continue to go forward with that project or to reconsider what size it ought to be. So we'll see. We signed that contract, I want to think last week, and we'll anticipate his report in about 3 or 4 weeks. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But the whole notion was we were able to finish up what we could do on the apartment project. And so we're just moving on across the street.
And you have a full block available for this project if needed too.
Yeah, we have a full city block, and there's a building on that block now that currently houses the Bartholomew County Court Services Department. We also call that the probation department. And as you may recall, we're building a new building south of the jail that will house that department. And so that new building is slated for occupancy around May 1st, so about 2 months away. When that happens, we'll move the probation department and we will raise the building that exists there in anticipation that the hospital, or excuse me, in anticipation that the hotel will go forward. We just want to be ready for it when it does.
Can there be any use or any indication of how a new conference center could work with the use of the commons, or is that too much of a different venue?
It's, the Commons is a great place to have a meeting, but it has its limitations. I mean, if what you want is a breakout space, really doesn't offer much. If you'd like to hold two events at the same time, it's really difficult to nearly impossible to do that. Commons was designed to try to minimize noise from other parts of the building, and in general it does that. But occasionally, if you've got a big crowd down there at the playground, and people coming in and out around the sculpture chaos, there's some noise that filters upstairs, and so it becomes a little bit disorienting for speakers and whatever the program is up there. So it would certainly be possible to book an event at the Commons at the same time there's something going on at the conference center. But it's unlikely that that'll be a draw. We really don't anticipate that.
And we got an update last month on Nexus Park, and I believe the city opened some bids to build the field house. And I think new tonight, I mean, we do this on a Tuesday, but City Council is looking at some appropriations or City Council work on Nexus Park tonight. Can you give us a quick update?
Yeah, we didn't open any bids. What we
Okay.
opened were requests for qualifications. We
Gotcha.
anticipate doing this pursuant to a design and build process, and state law requires that we request qualifications for interested designers and builders. And so we received two responses to that RFQ, and one was from Force Construction here in Columbus. Another one was from a company, I'll Runiman is the way I'll pronounce the name, from Shelbyville. And we'll take those under advisement, or we have taken them under advisement. We'll make a determination as to who to ask to propose. But tonight, City Council, on March 1st, we will put forward two ordinances related to funding for Nexus Park. There'll be a second reading of an edit bond and a first reading of a parks bond. So those will come forward tonight. And yeah, hopefully those will be approved, and then we'll be able to continue to move forward on Nexus Park.
A lot of those pieces are really starting to come together too, aren't they?
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
it's a lot of work, but what's the old, wait, 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 and then hurry up, the old phrase. Yeah, so it once the funding process starts, there's a statutory clock that starts ticking, and so we have to do certain things in a certain sequence and within certain periods of time, and so we're in that right now and anticipate being busy with that the next month, really, through the end of March. And then we should have most of this stuff settled, and we'll be able to set the final budget and design or proceed with design and build contract, and get a little bit, maybe get a shovel in the ground. So middle of March, excuse me, middle of June. Yeah.
June.
Yeah, June.
I think there was also some, it was at City Council action on the riverfront project, but that was a rezoning.
Right, there's some ground on the south end. Actually, it's not, it really doesn't touch the river, but we consider it part of that project. But there's been some interest in by some real estate developers in coming forward with a project for this particular site, which right now just houses it's a warehouse that the city owns where we store toters, garbage toters, and some other items in there. But in order to do anything on that, we have to have the zoning needs to change. And right now, excuse me, this area down here is pretty vacant, and we're excited about having some interest in it. But yeah, we need to sort of ready that for some kind of residential activity, because that's probably what we would want to see there is some people living in the downtown area.
So that's a residential.
That would be the zoning classification. Excuse me, I'll reach over here. We would rezone it from commercial community to residential established. And again, the buzzwords in there for me are from commercial to residential, and the secondary words there mean something to our planning department. Probably a little bit lost on me, but it should come forward this evening as well.
Before we go, just wanted to ask you two any updates from the State House. I know the governor recently citing for those major tax cuts that we talked about. Most of what I see, though, is the income tax rate decrease. But I know cities are watching for that business personal property tax cuts. What are you seeing?
What I'm being told is that the business personal property tax cut is been taken out of the legislation. You never know till you know. I mean, things get added back at the last minute just in anticipation of a vote, in the next few minutes. But what was proposed was to eliminate or reduce a portion of the business personal property tax. And while, we're pretty pro-business here in Columbus, and we want to try to do what we can to enhance our desirability for business investment, that particular change would have pulled, I think it was about a $6 million rug out from underneath the county of Bartholomew. And like I say, while we're all for low taxes and being desirable for business location, that would have happened next year. We can't react that quickly. And so the legislature just needs to put some thought into how it might redesign the property tax structure in Indiana. And if it wants to take that away, then so be it. There are probably some good reasons to do so, but like I say, just can't pull the rug out from under us. That is asking quite a bit there. So I was glad to see that was pulled and I'm hopeful that we can put some decent study into that issue before the legislature reconvenes.
Only have about a minute left and always like to leave the last word to you. Any big announcements or anything else you'd like to say?
No, like I said, February went pretty quickly. And a lot of that was because we had to stay inside. And we're still, sort of combating mask fatigue, if you will. But I feel really good about the progress that the community's made in terms of maybe reaching some point where we can gain some normalcy in our lives again. As you mentioned earlier, and I feel badly that we didn't start with this, but I feel a lot of empathy for the folks in the Ukraine. I just cannot emphasize enough how bothersome that is, that somebody who you live next to just decides that they want to conquer you, and so here they come. But at any rate, here in Columbus, we're holding our own and look forward to March.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. And we'll see you in April.
All right. Take care.